Before the king appoints a prime minister in this country, he consults with people who represent the nation, and then they advise him as to which prime minister should be appointed. This is what happened before this particular prime minister was reappointed. He's not coming for the second time. Actually, he's coming for the third time. He has done so well, and the king put it in no uncertain terms why the prime minister had to be reappointed. When he took over, the economy was flat, as the case is in the region and maybe in other parts of the world. He turned the wheel around. Our reserves were around 1.6, but after 5 years, it was 7 billion. When he took over, people who had access to clean water in Swaziland accounted for 54%. When he finished his term, it was over 70% people who accessed the clean water. Crime in this country, particularly corruption, was very rife, very rife. But when he took over, he turned the wheel around. Those people who were believed were untouchables in as far as crime was concerned or corruption was concerned had it hard with him, because people were arrested and they are facing their cases in the Swazi courts of law. So it is expected of people who do not want to see this country going forward to say all sorts of things against the prime minister who has been reappointed by His Majesty the King. He has done so well, that's why he came back.
There are critics who say that he is vain, he is untrustworthy, and that he has undermined the demand for more democratic rights, and that is why they strongly oppose his renomination as the prime minister. What do you say to that?
It depends on what they mean by democracy, because most people have been saying that without multi-party democracy, there is no democracy in Swaziland. I disagree with that. Maybe they don't even know what the word democracy means. Maybe this is my time to explain to them. The word democracy comes from a Greek word, kratos, and then which means voice, and then demos, which means people. And then democracy, the voice of the people. It is the people of Swaziland who decided we should go to elections this way, and this is the route we should take. Because by people, we mean the common people. It is the common people of Swaziland who decided that we should take this path. So in most cases, people say that without multi-party democracy, there is not democracy. No. Actually, this is top-shelf democracy, because we do not impose the candidates on the electorate. It is the electorate that choose the candidates, and they become members of parliament. That's top-shelf democracy, because democracy means the voice of the people. The people of Swaziland have given an executive voice. We should go this way.
After the conclusion of the recent elections, the Commonwealth Observer Group suggested that the constitution of the Swazi Kingdom should be rewritten in order to give more Swazis the chance to freely express their desire in a democratic right manner. So they have the right to assembly, a right to form political parties, to participate in elections, among other things. What is the stance of your government?
Number one, it wasn't an order, but a recommendation, which could be looked at by the Swazi people. Number two, looks like it was a question of not understanding how we came to have the constitution we have. Before the constitution came into being, its construction was open to the rest of the world. By that time, we were around 6 billion. We said anybody, anywhere in the world could contribute towards this constitution. And people around the world did, including the Swazis themselves. The Commonwealth took part in the construction or putting together of the constitution of the people of Swaziland. The International Bar Association, which is the body that combines or pools lawyers of the world, did contribute towards the constitution. It took 9 years, not 9 days, to put that constitution together. During that time, it were Swazis themselves who were contributing towards the constitution. This is the way they wanted us to go, that there should be parties. It was decided by the people of Swaziland. We do have parties, but the only difference nominated and elected into parliament as an individual, representing everybody in the area you come from, not just your party. The experience was that if people went to parliament through their party ticket, they represented their constituencies, their parties, and not everybody there. That's how the Southerners argued. They said, if you come from this area, you represent all of us. From experience, as you may know, people who go to parliament represent their constituencies, their parties. And then the rest of the people who do not have parties are left out. They start with their party members. So it was decided by us as Swazis. Like I said before, the people of Swaziland decided we should go this way. The king never participated in that constitution. We did. And we said those who did not have time to come and contribute towards the constitution should write. People did. So it is expected of people who thought the exercise was going to be a failure to argue the way they do. The Swazis have spoken.